Finding out your luggage has been lost on a flight is frustrating at the best of times, but what if the lost piece was a hockey stick handed to you by your hockey hero? That's what happened to Lyndon, 11, and Marshall Irwin, 13. In an amazing twist, though, they have the original stick, along with new swag and a hockey bag full of memories. Getting the stick back before Christmas, the boys and their family, mother Janelle State and stepdad Mike State, were in Edmonton. On the last night in the city, December 23, the Canucks were playing the Edmonton Oilers, and Mike took the brothers to the game. Lyndon had a card with a piece of a Bo Horvat jersey in it and wanted it signed, says Janelle. So he made a poster. The poster challenged Horvat to rock, paper, scissors, and the pair took it to ice level during warm-ups. Horvat saw the poster, but instead of signing the card, he handed the boys his stick. Marshall happened to be in the perfect reaching distance to help out his little brother. That's the sign of a pretty awesome big brother, Janelle says. To keep it safe, the stick was taken to coat check until the game was over, during which Horvat scored 2 goals and assisted 2 others to lead the team to a 5-2 victory. They had called me and were just in shock, frankly, Janelle recalls. Losing the stick, unfortunately, the stick wasn't with Lyndon for very long. We had to check it and Lyndon was pretty reluctant to do it. He was almost in tears, says Janelle. Perhaps he had seen the future. After being delayed in the Edmonton airport for 7 hours during the pre-Christmas storm, the family flew to Vancouver. The stick, it seems, did not. The family waited and waited for the stick to arrive at the oversized luggage area, but, eventually, they accepted it wasn't arriving. Lyndon definitely had some tears about that, says Janelle. And confusion more than anything about how it couldn't make it through. They spoke to Flair Airlines staff but weren't able to figure out where the stick was, so they filled out a missing bag report and headed back to the island. A Christmas message out of the blue Christmas day came, and while there were no doubt plenty of surprises under the tree, perhaps the most surprising thing to arrive was a text message. A random traveler had spotted the hockey stick while he was searching for his own missing sticks at the Edmonton airport. Instead of finding his, he found Lyndon's, with just a phone number attached to it, sitting in the baggage claim area. The family tried calling Flair, but the airline wasn't able to send someone over to collect the stick. We knew the stick was somewhere, but we couldn't physically get it, Janelle says. Trying a different tactic, uncertain whether the stick would be returned to them, Lyndon asked if there was something they could do on social media. Janelle decided to tweet at the team and Horvat, asking for help. My son was like, do you think there's something we could do? And I thought, what's the harm of making a post on social media? She says. We knew it was a bit of a long shot in the sense of someone hearing back. There wasn't an immediate response, but a couple of days later a friendly message arrived. We'd love to help you out, wrote the Canucks official account. More than a stick, there was a bit of back and forth between the family and the Canucks. But one of the first things to happen was a special message for the brothers on December 29. Bo Horvat sent a video. Hey Marshall, hey Lyndon, I heard you guys lost your stick flying the other day, he says in the video. I'm going to make sure you guys got another one on the way. I can't even count how many times they've watched that, says Janelle. They were so excited. I think that just meant so much to them, for somebody of that caliber and importance and that busyness to take some time out his day to call out to the boys. Getting the stick, again the next day things kept getting better. We got a call in the afternoon from a Flair desk in Abbotsford saying, we think we found your stick, says Janelle. They offered to hold on to it until it could be picked up or to ship it. Lyndon was adamant someone picked it up. Luckily some family lives in the area and they went and got it, sending a picture to prove it was in safe hands. Janelle let the Canucks know the stick had been found and returned, as well. We had zero expectations from the Canucks at that point, she says. Expectations surpassed, the Canucks replied that they still wanted to do something. They said, we'd love to personally come by. Does Tuesday work for us to come by and surprise the boys? Says Janelle. A plan was hatched. The boys were picked up mid-morning Tuesday from school expecting to go for lunch with their grandparents, who live in Victoria and were supposedly passing through. After they got back home, the boys began to realize something was up when a guy with a camera and someone in a Canucks hoodie knocked on the door. They asked the boys to come outside, and as they did, the Finn mobile rolled up, says Janelle. Then Finn leapt out of the car with a hockey stick. Not only did Finn bring a new stick, but he also brought along Canucks legend Kirk McLean with a signed retro reverse Bo Horvat jersey, posters, and more. Lyndon is actually a goalie himself. Once they connected the dots on that, it was pretty neat, says Janelle, noting that Lyndon is actually named after McLean's old teammate and former Canucks captain Trevor Lyndon. Mike, a longtime Canucks fan, was excited to meet McLean too, and chased down an old hockey card and got it signed. We're just awestruck by this, says Janelle. The generosity of the Canucks and the amount of effort to come all the way to Nanaimo to make this so big and so special for the boys. And while the first stick was for Lyndon, now that there are two, both brothers get one. Lyndon was pretty excited for the help from his brother and wanted to make sure Marshall had a piece of the memory, says Janelle. They're both feeling pretty happy about it all. Lyndon lost his at Bo Horvat stick on a flight home from Edmonton. When Bo heard his story, he made sure a new stick found its way to him. pic.twitter.com/9schlatfem, Vancouver Canucks, @Canucks, January 11, 2023.